quake-proofing villages. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. There aren't many women brick masons, but for Elizabeth Hausler, the occupation's a family tradition. She spent summer vacations working at her father's masonry company, and after earning a doctorate in civil engineering, Hausler looked into using her masonry expertise to help save lives.
Because I was just shocked by how many people are still killed in earthquakes, in particular in developing countries.
She says most of these deaths are caused by construction methods that result in homes that can't take the side-to-side shaking caused by quakes.
And so when it's shaking horizontally, if there's not enough strength holding two bricks together, they'll split apart and collapse, and that's typically exacerbated by a heavy roof structure, which is usually not very well attached to the walls.
Hausler has been working in a village in India, studying their construction methods and developing cost-effective ways to improve them. And now she's launching a new organization called Earthquake Resistant Houses. It'll work with nonprofit groups in developing countries to improve home construction. The work will not only save lives in those countries, but help develop new low-cost methods and materials for use the world over. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.